For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill at MinAg Expo in Mankato. Day one, a success, a lot of people, a lot of traffic. Adam Burr joining us with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. You got to be happy day one here. There's a lot of folks.
It was steady today. Yeah, no, real pleased about the crowds today. I felt like been having solid conversations all the day long.
Well, the conversation or this rumor about, you know, somebody's car standing here at the booth, and you're the guy to talk to. Give us a little background on the vehicle that's here and why is it here?
Yeah, so the whole reason we have a Mini Cooper Clubman in our booth here today is it's the first engine to be sort of optimized for E25. It's a 2-liter turbo engine, 189 horsepower, and Mini, and actually BMW, who owns Mini, designed the motor to run on up to E25. And the reason that's important is we want to go to a high compression engine as we move into the future so they can, you know, get those gas mileage benefits, targets that they need to meet, the emission standards that they need to meet. And to get that, you go to a higher compression engine, but to do that, you got to go higher octane too. And we think ethanol is a great source of that high octane.
What a great thing from a corn grower's perspective. We always talk about added value, right? Yeah. There's another example.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've seen great sales on E15 since it's been kind of introduced to the marketplace over the last 3 or 4 years. And we see it as a progression and hopefully moving on up to E25 here. And so we've got a number of things around research and marketing, policy, to try to lay that roadmap to get us to what we see as the future in the automobile industry.
On Wednesday, it was a good seminar too. We kind of learned about ethanol and how retailers are really embracing it, and some of the big name gas stations are putting their name and using it at their pumps too.
You know, and you got to credit corn growers and the boards, 3 years ago is when they really made an investment in putting in the fuel infrastructure, the blender pumps, started with the Minocos. And the idea was hopefully then market pressure takes over, and it has. We've seen Quick Trips and Holidays now starting to offer E15, and they're doing that, you know, from their investment. So it's going exactly where we had hoped it would go.
From a corn grower's perspective, have we done what we can do as far as education on E15, E85, on yes, you can use it here and you can use it there, or is that still evolving?
I think that's still evolving, especially now that we have the infrastructure out there. I notice when I go to a blender pump, you know, it can be a little intimidating. You got different options and all that, and so I see people kind of looking a little bit and all that. So yeah, we've got some work still to do on that, but with that said, we've seen keep breaking record sales on E15 each monthly report we see. So obviously it's catching on.
Are there a lot of hurdles legislative-wise that we see, whether it's state or on the national level?
The one we're dealing with on the national, federal level is something called RVP waiver. And I won't get into bore you to death with all the details, but basically right now it doesn't allow us to sell E15 year-round. During the summer season, we're not allowed to sell it because of this RVP issue. It's a formality sort of thing. It's just something that needs to be overcome, and it's been on our federal issues list that we've been working on for some time.
You have 1 foot in St. Paul, one session starts. What should we be keeping our eye on this year?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting session, I guess. It certainly has already started off interesting. Maybe it's going to start off on the courts. We'll see, I suppose. But, we're always watching regulatory issues. We'll certainly be top of mind. Health insurance is still going to be an issue, I think, that needs to be addressed. We'll be watching, this nitrogen rule that the Department of Ag sort of introduced. We haven't seen the official submission of the draft legislation or draft rule on that yet. What we had this past fall was sort of the precursor, so we're waiting for the official submission of that draft rule. So those are kind of some things we're keeping an eye on.
Adam, just two more things. One thing, you guys really took kind of the initiative in bringing legislators and possible or next governor out to the farm. Nobody else did that. You guys did that. Why was that so important?
Yeah, we just, I think because of some of the issues we faced the last couple of legislative sessions around buffers and other things, we just wanted to, let's engage these candidates early. And so that was part of our Minnesota Corn Grows Minnesota campaign that you see featured in our booth today, and you're going to see more of in the coming months and throughout the summer. We just figured, let's get to these candidates early. A lot of them don't have an ag background. Let's start that conversation now and develop that relationship. And so we had 8 gubernatorial candidates, did combine ride-alongs and so forth, and just had some really low-key, nice conversations with those candidates.
And finally, innovation comes to mind. Maybe because I see Paul Mainzer on, and all of a sudden, that's exactly what I think of. And I know on Thursday, we'll have a chance to talk to some of these farmers, and you guys have been very, very proactive in this way.
Yeah, and what a great idea to, you know, just equip farmers to do what they do best and use their ingenuity and their innovation to solve, you know, problems and challenges that are on the farm, whether it be around how to do cover crop establishment or looking at new ways to do nitrogen application as a side dress. And so that's also been just a great program and really true to the grassroots. You know, have the farmers, you know, showing other farmers what's possible in terms of overcoming some of these hurdles we have.
We're here at MinAg Expo at the Minnesota Corn Growers booth. Adam, we appreciate your time as always, okay?
Always appreciate talking to you too, Joe.
All right, for Chasm Radio, MinAg Expo runs through Thursday in Mankato. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.